to Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you reshape your brain with faith and science so you find the answers in front of you. I am your host, Olympia LaPointe, and we're doing something great today. We actually have a Facebook Live post happening at the exact time that we are having our Season 6 debut of Answers Unleashed talk show. Yes, this is a talk show to help you find answers in your daily life with so many things that happen in your life. Now, today's episode, are you ready for this? Is how to create a new chapter in your life. How do you create a new chapter in your life? What do you do? We've all been there. When something ends, when a job ends, when a relationship ends, when school's ends, when anything that has been so dramatically impacting for our entire life, when it ends, what do you do? How do you start a new chapter? I am your host, Olympia LaPointe. You have seen me, and if you're tuning into the show for the first time today, congratulations, because this show is the start of your new chapter. I am Olympia LaPointe. I am a scientist, and I am a spiritual person, and I recognize that when we find answers, not only in science, but when the answers come to us, they come to us in a three-format process. I talk about that in my book, Answers Unleashed. The science of unleashing your brain's power. It is a three-part process where we have faith that brings in the knowledge that something better is about to happen, but we don't know what it is. We have the right side of our brain that is emotional, expressive in its feeling. And we also have the left side of the brain, which is logical, is oriented towards problem solving, and it helps us use our resources to find answers. So that's how the answers become unleashed. And so how do you create a new chapter in your life? I must share with you my own story. It is quite funny, because I have always had to find new chapters in my own life. My life was not ever the cookie cutter, great experience that people have in their lifetime. And I launched rockets for 10 years. So people know me across the world as a rocket scientist, and in my TED Talk that's out there, people know me as a successful person. But honestly, I had to start so many new chapters in my life. It's become more able to do now that I've learned how to spot when a new chapter is about to begin. I came from such abuse and poverty as a child. I always had to find a way out and create success for myself. And in finding a way out of your situation, you are often tasked with creating success for yourself. And in doing so, you have to close one door and open another. That is what we talk about as opening a new chapter. But it becomes tough. Just recently, and I'll share this in my own story, I had a man I was working with for 5 years straight. He was great. He always showed me what to do, how to handle situations, align my body and mind to be one. And one day, I changed. One day, he changed. We both changed. And I went through such turmoil because I felt that I needed to stay, even though the lesson had been learned. Sometimes we beat ourselves up, not recognizing that we're no longer supposed to stay in a time period of our life, but we're supposed to move forward. But so often when we experience fear, we cling on to what we know because it feels safe for us. It feels like that, no matter what, is going to be okay if we just hold on to it. But sometimes holding on to it can be harmful for you, and it doesn't allow you to move forward and to step forward into your new chapter. So how do you know that, one, a new chapter in your life is beginning, and two, how do you let go of what you've had been accustomed to and felt safe with? So let's talk about that for a little bit. How do you know that a new chapter is beginning in your life? All right. This might sound really weird, what I'm about to say, but when a new chapter is about to happen in your life, you will sometimes experience pain. I know. You're like, what? What is this woman talking about? You will experience pain when a new chapter is about to start in your life. When a new chapter is about to start in your life, sometimes you will feel pain. Now, the pain comes in three different ways. It can come in your body. You may have a pain in your hip. You may have a pain in your back. You may have a pain in your throat. Meaning you may have a pain in your back, meaning you feel may not be supported in certain new developments. You may have a pain in your hip where it's telling you you need to step forward and you're not moving forward. And that's why your hip is actually firing. You may have a pain in your throat. The pain in your throat means you're not speaking up. You will have your body tell you that something's off. Isn't that deep? You'll have your body tell you that something's off. For me, it was hilarious. My hip always kept hurting me, and I was like, what's going on? What's going on? And I went to the doctors and stuff. It was because I was keeping emotion in my hip because I was afraid to step forward. What's happening in your life? Is it your arm? Is it your shoulder? Usually, your body is actually communicating this to you. I talk about this in my book, Answers Unleashed. Sometimes your body itself will start giving you trigger that something needs to shift. Something needs to change. Something needs to become unstuck in your life. That's number one. Number two, the second type of pain that may come is that you may have emotional pain. You may be in a relationship with somebody, a significant other, and every single day it feels like a struggle. Every single day you're in a fight and you want to express what it is that you want to express and you're not getting it across. Emotional pain is that moment in time where you feel that no matter what you do, no matter how you communicate, it is not getting across. And the third way that pain will come is psychological. It will come in your thoughts, meaning anytime you will think about doing something or you'll think about a future, or when you think a certain future is a future for you, you will have pain just thinking about it. That happens. And you have to recognize how you feel. When you think about things, how do you feel? You have to know how you are feeling, because that is the communication with yourself. It doesn't matter who else is around you. Starting a new chapter is listening to yourself, loving yourself, and knowing that no matter who's around you, you are going to stick by yourself no matter what. No matter what. All right. These are the type of pain you may feel. Second thing that you may feel is a sense of loss. A sense of loss. Some people have come back from their summer breaks. We're over here at Pierce College. For those of you that don't know, we film and we do our podcast and we do a great radio show here on KPC Radio over at Pierce College every single week. And the students have come back from their summer breaks. This is season 6 of Answers Unleashed. And there are people coming back and starting up school. They have left their summer break. And they feel a loss. They come back to school. And they no longer have their free time. They come back to school. That loss is sometimes a sign that there's something better that will be replaced. Sometimes when you feel a loss about something, sometimes when you feel that something is gone from your life, that it's just over. All of us have had that feeling before. We're all human. Anytime you have that feeling like it's just over, that's a sign that the loss has now created an opportunity for space in your life, for something better to come in. For something better to come in. It was hilarious. I remember talking with, she was a professional organizer. And Leslie was her name. And she came in to help me organize my stuff in my home. And she was telling me about some of her other work that she's been doing and how she helped this one woman who wanted a boyfriend. And I said, how did you help her? She said, and this is the craziest thing, but this was real. She said, I helped her create space in her drawers and in her closet so when a boyfriend came, he could put his things there. But in order to create space, she had to let go of some of the room that she reserved for something else. So I remember just listening to her, and this was Leslie, and I remember listening to Leslie, and I remember thinking to myself, that is, like, really cool. So you really have to create space in your life if you want something else to come in. She says, yes, yes, yes. Then I started thinking about this a little bit more. When we create space in our life, let go of something, we now have an opportunity for it to come in. Do you need to let go of a bad job? How many of you are in a bad job? If you are in a bad job, recognize it. See if there's anything that you can do to change it. And if you can't change it, leave. And find something else to be where you get money from. If you are in a bad relationship and you don't feel like the person is listening or the person is honest with you, are you being honest with yourself? Can you speak up and see if things will change? If things don't change, can you leave? And if you can leave, how will you create something else for yourself? When we learn to let go of things that have been in our life, we actually create space. The second thing is, in that space creation, is that sometimes when we are focused on such things that we want in our life that may not be the best for us, that takes up space in our brain. We will take up space fantasizing over what we think should happen or false expectations, and we'll start fantasizing about that and thinking that's reality, and it's taking up the space in our heart and in our mind and in our being from reality. Sometimes some people wish that they would have a certain car, or they wish to have certain income. And they start thinking so much about the future, about what it would be like, that they forget about leaving space to recognize what's right in front of their face. Are you doing that? Are you doing that? I've been guilty of it. I don't know about you, but I've been guilty of that. So when you recognize that there is space that can be created by loss, you will recognize also that there is something always better to replace it if you choose to always be aligned with better for your life. That's the key thing. You have to choose to be aligned for better within your life. All right. Now, the pain, you'll know the pain is a symbol of a new chapter beginning. Room and space is a new idea that chapters are beginning. And how do you let go of the fear? How do you let go of the fear of creating and walking into something new? Depression is having anger about the past. And when I went through all sorts of counseling myself to get my brain together and firing correctly, I recognized that any depression that I had, it was because I was angry. I was angry at a situation. I was angry at what happened in the past. And I didn't have anyone to direct it to. And I didn't want to hurt anyone else. So guess what happened? It would turn back in on myself. And that happens with a lot of other people. When they think about the past, they become angry, but they don't want to hurt anyone else. So they turn it in on themselves and it becomes a depression. And in the midst of that depression, you will create safety for yourself. Create safety means you'll cling on to something because you think it will give you security. I remember talking with a psychologist once, and it was just so fascinating what the psychologist said. It blew my mind away. I was sitting there, and he was saying that when people go through really tough times and they start blaming themselves about things, it actually comes from childhood. He said that the need for a child to be loved by their parent, no matter what happens, is so profound that it will override when a parent does something that they're not supposed to do. And the child will internalize the pain, thinking that it was their fault. For example, if you're a parent that checks your cell phone all the time and doesn't necessarily listen to your child or sit down with your child and read with your child, that child, by you checking your cell phone, is going to think that he or she did something wrong because you're not paying attention to them. And the need for the child to be so loved by the parent, the child will think that they did something wrong just so they can still feel love from that parent, even though the parent is doing something at that very moment that's not parent-like. And that turns into a depression. And it can turn. It doesn't always have to, but it can turn into depression in the future. Now, I'm not a psychologist, but I know from my own experiences that that's happened. So in this scenario, sometimes we grow up with that same type of attitude in our head where we think that we did something bad, that we need to beat ourselves up because something is not working correctly. And that causes such anxiety about the future, where you think that because you screwed up, you can't move forward in a way that's going to help you in your own life. You do anything not to focus on how you may falsely believe that you didn't do what you're supposed to do in order to completely be unstuck. And you'll cling on to something. You'll cling on to cigarettes, let's say. You'll cling on to going out, partying. You'll cling on to working too much. And that's actually what neuroscientist Jeffrey Swartz talks about in his lectures, is that sometimes that turns into an obsessive compulsiveness where you're so scared to move forward, you cling on to something just to feel safe. And it changes the wiring in your brain because you're scared. But you can actually reverse that, actually, by recognizing that when you are in that mode of becoming scared of the past, you have the ability to shift it. And I'm going to tell you how to do that in a couple seconds. But the other type of fear that you'll experience is the fear to move forward. And that fear, let me tell you about that fear. That fear is where you will start imagining all the terrible stuff that could happen to you in the future about how you could future screw up. See, we can beat ourselves up sometimes unnecessarily so because we think about all the things that we didn't do correctly in the past or we thought was our fault in the past, or we think about so many things that we could mess up on in the future that the future and the past just bring us just craziness. And you oscillate between the two worlds about how you think that you're not going to do a great job. That fear of moving forward is called anxiety. Anytime you're fearing the future or fearing what could happen in the future or what your contributions to the future may be, you are fearing reality. So, how do you get rid of the fear so you can actually step and move forward? All right. I hope you're taking notes, because what I'm about to unleash, some answers that I'm about to unleash with you, will blow your mind away, and they're just going to come through. All right. The first thing that you do to remove the fear so you can actually step forward into the next chapter is recognize your worth. You have to recognize your worth. You see, I'm going to tell you and I something, and I'm going to remind myself something as I'm telling you this too. Anytime you're in the middle of a situation that's really tough, anytime you're in that critical moment where you have to make a decision on who you are, what you'll do, and how this is going to work out, recognize that you are here on this planet for a powerful purpose that only you can do. You see, you have value and you have worth. There is no person on the face of the planet like you. You are so unique that there is a zero probability that anyone can replicate you. Not even clones are the exact same per statistics mathematics. You can be you, and you have a value to you. Wherever you go, whether it be work, wherever relationship that you're in, that you're struggling with, whatever type of job that you want and you're not there yet, whatever type of financial situation that you're in, I want you to recognize this. You are worth far more than you're giving yourself credit. You are worth far more than you are giving yourself credit. You see, you bring value to every place that you step by showing up, by being present, even by choosing to leave. You show the value of your DNA. You must be the change that you wish to see in the world. That was a quote by Gandhi. And by being is by literally being in a place. Be there. Be there. Be present. Be there to show your value. You have value no matter what you've gone through in the past, no matter what type of situations that you have gone through and struggled with, no matter what type of situations you're going to struggle with tomorrow. You are here on this earth for a powerful reason, and you must know how valuable you are in living your life. You must know how valuable you are. And once you decide to know that you're valuable, the second tip of moving forward is recognizing this fact. Nothing lasts forever. Nothing that you're experiencing right now lasts forever, meaning there are cycles, there are seasons. Not every single thing that happens in your life is going to be in your life and happening all the time in your life forever. It doesn't work like that. If you go through pain, pain is not supposed to be in your life forever. It's in your life for just a season. It's funny. I think my phone is actually going off on the phone that's actually taping our Facebook Live. This is like hilarious. If you listen to it, I have a great ringtone, if you can hear it. I think it's going to go off in a couple of seconds. See, when it goes off like that, that's a sign of what I'm saying is truly true. So that is like amazing. So whatever I just said before this ringer went off, I want you to know that must have been really true. There's an old saying that when a ringer goes off just after you said something, listen to it because it is so true. See, you have a purpose on this earth. You have a plan on this earth. And your being alone is powerful, but nothing is ever going to be the same in your life. The pain that you're experiencing today is not necessarily going to be there tomorrow. The pain that you experienced in the past doesn't have to happen in the future. What you're going through right now, this second, in the next 5 minutes, doesn't have to happen. You can change things. You are the author of change. You breathe. When you breathe, you change. You, by stepping into any situation, changes it. So whatever you're going through is going to change. It will never be the exact same because that's not how life works. Three dimensions here is not how life works. You have hope in front of you. All right, the third thing for you to move forward and feel okay with, This is a key one for me, especially. It is okay to leave your mentors. I know this is going to sound really crazy here. It is okay to leave your mentors. Now, we have parents, and parents are really great and responsible at keeping us and learning, helping us stay alive and recognizing our worth. And if we have great parents, we really develop these skills early on in life. And if we didn't have great parents, guess what? We get a chance to be able to develop these skills as adults. So it doesn't matter when you get them. The fact is that you get them. But in order to move forward and continuously build on yourself, mentors come into your life. And these are people who are great. They are people that will show you how to do something, show you information, guide you how to do things. Like, for example, I have a dear friend, Nancy. She and I worked together for years. And she is such an amazing person. She is such a great person. And she right now had worked for the Boeing company for years. And then she had went and worked at Amazon. She went to Amazon. And she was such a brilliant business person. And now she left and she has two kids. She's a single mom. And she and I are close to the same age. She's almost 40. And she now is like out of work. And she's like, what is she going to do? And she's recognizing that she has never, ever had a day off in her entire life. She's been working all along. And I asked her, what is it that you really want to do? She said, do you know what? I really desire to open up my own company and become a consultant. I said, become a consultant? Are you serious? She goes, yes, I always wanted to do that. And if you don't know, that's what I do. I'm a consultant, and I created my corporation, and I create radio shows and TV shows and books and educational products. And through my job as a consultant, create educational products so people can actually do well in life. So she wanted to become a mentor. She wanted a mentor, I should say, so she could learn to build a business. So the first thing I thought about is connect her with people who can help her grow. So I connected her with my accountant, because you have to know all the right financial paperwork to figure out what type of business you're going to create, and connecting her with different leaders in the fields that she's looking at. And she's a dear friend, so she connects me with people that she knows. And when we have mentors, we grow by them, and we do great things with them, and we develop ourselves, and we feel self-worth when we learn how to do things that are new. And that is like the beauty of mentorship. But mentorship is not supposed to last forever. Just like pain is not supposed to last forever. Just like the situation that you're in doesn't last forever. Mentorship doesn't last forever either. And you will have new people to guide you on your new journey. And I know what you may be feeling. You may have felt a debt to owe someone so much of your time and your life because they helped you get through something. And they helped you move and become more confident. So you may feel loyalty to that mentor, which is great. But that mentor, you are not married to. You can leave. You are designed to continuously move forward and let that relationship end and cherish it. And you can move forward in knowing that you have the ability to attract the people in your life to guide you to step forward and create that new chapter in your life. I love you so much for tuning in to AnswersUnleashed.com. This is season 6, and I'm so excited because this is our 61st episode. And I'm just so thankful that you have always been tuning in. And if this is the first time that you're ever tuning in, tune in again next week at Tuesday at 2 o'clock. We're here every Tuesday at 2 o'clock, starting here this new season on kpcradio.com here at Pierce College. I'm so happy to always share this information with you. And if you take one thing home from this podcast, it is this, and I hope you're listening. It's this. It's okay to leave, cherish the past, know your worth, and know that you, no matter what you experience, can change it, shift it, and move forward, knowing that you'll always receive the help to start a new chapter in your life. I am Olympia LaPointe here with you on Answers Unleashed. Tune in to answersunleashed.com/podcast to check out our past shows. Check out answersunleashed.com/TV show where you'll see our episode, our first TV episode of Answers Unleashed. And it's my pleasure. Ask us questions on 888-88-ANSWERS to find out about what you should do in your own life. Ask us a question. We may even answer it on air. And I always invite you to find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Olympia LaPointe. I am Olympia Lapointe, here with you on Answers Unleashed, the talk show to help you reshape your mind with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. I'll see you next time.